He brought a cute little needle freak named Connie home with him that night to ball her in exchange for him giving her a bag of 10 Mex hits. Skinny and lank-haired, the girl sat on the edge of his bed, combing her odd hair. This was the first time she had ever come along with him. He had met her at a head party, and he knew very little about her, although he'd carried her phone number for weeks. Being a needle freak, she was naturally frigid, but this wasn't a downer. It made her indifferent to sex in terms of her own enjoyment, but on the other hand, she didn't mind what sort of sex it was. This was obvious just watching her. Connie sat half-dressed, her shoes off, a bobby pin in her mouth, gazing off listlessly, evidently doing a private trip in her head. Her face, elongated and bony, had a strength to it. Probably, he decided, because the bones, especially the jaw lines, were pronounced. On her right cheek was a zit. Undoubtedly, she neither cared about nor noticed that, either. Like sex, zits meant little to her. Maybe she couldn't tell the difference. Maybe, to her, a long-time needle freak, sex and zits had similar or even identical qualities. What a thought, he thought. This glimpse into a hype's head for a moment. Do you have a toothbrush I can use? Connie said. She had begun to nod a little and to mumble, as hypes tended to do at this time of night. Screw it. Teeth are teeth. I'll brush them Her voice had sunk so low he couldn't hear her, although he knew from the movement of her lips that she was droning on. Do you know where the bathroom is? He asked her. What bathroom? In this house. Rousing herself, she resumed reflexively calming. Who are those guys out there this late, rolling joints and rattling on and on? They live here with you, I guess. Yeah, sure they do. Guys like that must. Two of them do, Arctor said. Her dead codfish eyes turned to fix their gaze on him. You queer? Connie asked. I try not to be. That's why you're here tonight. Are you putting up a pretty good battle against it? You better believe it. Connie nodded. Yes, I suppose I'm about to find out. If you're a latent gay, you won't want me to take the initiative. All right, lie down and I'll do you. You want me to undress you? Okay, you just lie there and I'll do it all. She reached for his zipper.